man. So we went to from summer, a long summer, to a very taste of fall for a little bit. Then we went wham, straight to winter. I tell you, it's already in the high 30s. In the high 30s already. It's cold. And sometimes I feel like I can't move. And I'm trying to stay under the cover, but every time I have to leave to go to the bathroom, or to the restroom, should I say, it's cold. And here's the thing. So, the last time maintenance that came in, I knew about. I knew and I was prepared, you know, to let maintenance in. And they was looking over to do a little bit of work on the heat. This time, no notice was given because I've been back and forth, except for Sunday I didn't go to church because it was cold on Sunday. But nonetheless, this time, I'm half asleep, half woke. In comes a knock in the door. And I was like, the cat? I don't even know who's coming in here. And then it was like, keep knocking. And I was like, oh, God. Because I was disoriented because I was like trying to stay under the cover because I don't want to leave the cover. And it was maintenance again. I was like, the cat? So I'm over here disoriented. Yeah, I was going to let them in, but I was over here disoriented because one is cold. Two, there's been a couple of cloudy days that mess with my mood because, you know, when it's not right when I have to be not only trying to heal from this grief, but also trying to heal from the fact that we're not going to get any help till after election. I mean, we the American people, we're not getting any help until after election, any stimulus help. And then we got to go to the polls. They expect us to vote them back. I mean, I'm gonna tell you who I vote for as soon as I remember who I vote for or get the copy of the ballot. But I've already know who I'm voting for, and it's not the same people. Now, I'm still toying with the fact of either giving the president another chance or voting for a third party, and one of them might be a libertarian, or I don't know the constitutional party is, you know, I don't hear about them. You don't even hear about them at all. And it's crazy. But I do know this. I will not be picking incumbents for Congress. I will not be picking incumbents for the Senate at all. Okay. And, so, hopefully, but this weather will be warm enough tomorrow, so I can at least start voting tomorrow. Anytime tomorrow and on the 3rd. Well, I don't want to vote on the 3rd because there's going to be long lines, and I can't stand and wait that long. I would have trouble standing and waiting for the DMV when I first got here. Now, if it wasn't for the covering that day, I would have passed out. Yeah. I sure enough would have passed out. But I don't know anymore. I'm tired. I'm cold. I was supposed to be doing the NFL pickup today, which I still will do. I just had to get some energy to do it. Oh boy. I just wish I would have had some. I tried to store some food away just in case they do lock us down again. Because even in Hawaii, there's a state in Hawaii that's already under lockdown now. And, you know, Hawaii's already starting their lockdown. There's one, I think it's like one island that's starting. I was like, oh God, whatever started one place is going to come in another and another and another and another. And they better not give us any lockdown unless they pay us to be under this condition, because if I wind up having another breakdown, and wind up in the hospital, it's their fault. Not my fault. Their fault. Their fault for putting me under the stress. Their fault for not helping. And they want our vote? They want our vote? No. They're not getting it. Well, surely not for me. Sure. Making us wait all this time? Oh, you wanted to bail out the post office before us. Okay. You wanted to remove a statue from Statutory Hall and not help us. And then, well, I don't know what was up with the airline. I don't know if they helped them. I don't think they did, but other than that, the post office got help first before us. And you making 6-7 whatever figures, and we're here suffering. We can't even escape when we want to escape. But you can't. You could go on any vacation in the world that you can to escape this, and we can't. How dare you? How dare you? You're not a leader. You're a chump. You are not no leader when you don't want to help the people. You are not no leader when you know how bad things are over different parts of the country. You ain't no leader. You're a rich chump. That's what you are. You are a rich chump. And that's not helping the people. And you're not helping people. You're not being people before party either. And first of all, you're not being over party, but you're also for yourself. You're all in it for yourself. That's it. You ain't no leader. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. How the hell do you sleep at night? How? How do you sleep at night? I ask you. Knowing that people are either homeless or about to be homeless, losing jobs going on bankruptcy and stuff like that, businesses closing. I mean, in Illinois, they just told parts that they gotta slow down again. And you want my vote? You want my vote? You want my precious little vote? Hell no. Simply put it, hell no. I almost never didn't survive the last lockdown. And if you want me to go into another lockdown and find it hard to survive this one, well, I'm glad I got an extra can and gave him my will and gave him a damn DNR notice, because if I die, goodbye. Goodbye! You rich people could have this world. Rich craziness. You wealthy people could have it. You can have it. And then we gotta wait till after the election to get help. Boy, oh boy. You will never be able to be back in office. If I see your name back in the ballot, I will not vote for you at all. At all! I'm starting to think that the government has something to do with the weather when it's supposed to be the Lord. I'm starting to think the government has something to do with this weather. You will not be voted back in on my watch. I will not be voting for you at all. I will not be voting for you.